Blackstone presents Decision at Delphi by Helen McInnes. This book is read by Grover Gardner. For G, as ever. 1. Now there's a pretty girl, Kenneth Strang thought as he relaxed his efforts to open the porthole of his cabin and glanced down at the cluster of upturned faces planted along the pier's edge. For a moment, he wondered who was the lucky fellow on the deck above who had won that smile and wave. Then, quickly, he renewed his attack. The porthole swung open with a surprised shriek, letting the cold March air pour into the overcrowded cabin. "Oh, Ken, must you?" his sister Jennifer called, pointing his penknife, which she had borrowed to spread caviar, at the open window. "This is still New York, you know. You aren't in the Mediterranean yet." Josephine, his other sister, had her own comment. "You are breaking all the rules and regulations, Kenneth," she warned him, exchanged her usual "isn't that like him" glance with husband Carl Underwood, and went on listening in her peculiarly intent way to Mason Farmer. Farmer must have been astounded twice in a row, which was quite a record for a publisher, when Josephine again interrupted her understanding nods and extreme concentration on his smooth prose to say, "To whom were you waving, Kenneth?" But that was Josephine, correct to the last dative. "A pretty girl," Strang told her. No one believed him, of course. Except Lee Preston, who had left his own pretty girl, a beauty, this one, an astounding smooth-haired brunette, and why had he brought her to this party? In the austere care of Jennifer's husband, Philip Beecham, and was making his way determinedly through the packed cabin toward Strang. He glanced at the heavy window and shook his head. "Forceful, aren't you? I thought you were about to lose your right hand there. If it isn't valuable to you, it's valuable to me," he reminded Strang with a smile. Lee Preston was a small man with an energetic body and a restless head, a generous mouth, sharp eyes under black eyebrows. His hair was, appropriately, iron gray. "Perhaps we ought to have insured it with Lloyd's," Preston was saying, still smiling easily. But there was a brief uneasy flicker in his watchful eyes. Perhaps, in all his carefully arranged plans for Kenneth Strang's assignment, he had forgotten something. "There are only two."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?